Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. I'm the pricing director in your area. How's it going in your neck of the woods? Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's Friday Junior, so we are pushing.
Little Friday.
Yeah, Little Friday. And I'm speaking with Lisa, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Nice to meet you, Lisa. You were talking to my colleague, Tara. She's our mapping director, about first page placement on Google. What intrigued you from her conversation with you?
Just the opportunity, I suppose, and knowing, you know, from my own experience that, you know, even, so I just started with Angie's List,
okay,
maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and still, I haven't even seen Angie's List on my most recent radon searches. So, you know, I'm not getting out there. I haven't gotten any leads from them. So, you know, I need to get started doing something.
Yeah. Okay. So you got started with the Angie's List. Are you like on, so I know they offer a couple different programs. Are you just on like a pay per lead deal or are you on like a monthly membership with them? How's that working for you?
So it was an annual membership for $288, and then you set your budget for monthly invoicing. So, like, I wanted my budget to be as low as possible just initially, just to see the way they made it sound that I was going to get bombarded with leads.
Mm-hmm.
So so I lowered my lead base, and then they were like, well, if you lower your lead base, then you're only going to get, you know, a quarter of the leads a week for that month. So I raised it to like $500 or something, and I still haven't gotten any leads. But anyway, so my point is monthly they will invoice me per lead, and you know, right now I'm not gonna get invoiced for anything.
Okay. Gotcha. I understand that. I understand too that it's we have a lot of clients that come over from Angie's, and some people love it, and it's a added benefit to do the Google as well, but some people hate it because they're like, you know, I didn't get any leads, I paid a lot of money, and I didn't receive the results that I was promised, basically, because they were saying they would give you, you know, so much for your money. So I definitely understand, like, where you're coming from, for sure. I do have a question here. So I see that you have two zip codes here, the 06259 and the 0159 0. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So do you have like two locations, or do you just have one location, and you, how does that work?
So 06259 is my home where I live, and 01590 is my work, my other job, my day job. So, you know, with radon testing, obviously you know, you just pick up and go. So if, you know, I can start a test from Sutton, Massachusetts, you know, the day that I am working. Or if I'm working from home, I can start from 06259. So I can do both areas.
Okay, gotcha. And she said, Tara sent over to me that you're pretty new. Is that correct?
Yes, Impact, the name Impact is brand new.
Okay.
Like a couple weeks new.
Wow, congratulations.
I didn't do anything except tell Angie. So, you know, they're so quick to get you on, to get you signed on. They're like, well, I need a name. And I'm like, well, I don't have a name for you yet. And they're like, well, let's put Lisa's Radon. So they put Lisa's Radon, and they misspelled Radon. And it just was ridiculous and embarrassing because I was already like live, and I was like, well, you got to change it. And so, you know, that was the name I came up with, which, you know, I don't have any affinity towards, but that is the extent of my name. Like, I'm not insured yet.
Okay. So not insured, but you're looking to get insured. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, if it pans out that, you know, I get clientele, then yes.
Okay. And then, get insured, and then also to your license, I would assume, because you've been doing this for a while, right?
Yeah, so I'm totally licensed.
Okay. I just I just want to make sure that, because Google sometimes likes to see that, your license. It just depends on, like, the area you live in, depends on the industry. Sometimes they'll ask, sometimes they won't. So we always just like to make sure that you guys are licensed or insured. If you guys aren't, we would like to tell them they're not, but they're in the process of, and then they'll work with us, right? So, okay. So I know you're spanking brand new, but do you have a Facebook page for your business at all, or do you just have, like, Angie?
No, I just have Angie. I don't have a Facebook page. I don't even really use Facebook. I shy away from social networking, which I know is probably terrible, but that's what I don't ever post anything or anything.
Gotcha. And do you have a website at all? Because, I mean, just like on this, I mean, on your Angie's listing, it's very kind of like basic. So there's really no.
No, I don't. I was looking into it, but again, it was like there was a specific rate on industry website creator that I was speaking to, but it was out of my price range at the time. It was like $5,000 for.
That is a lot of money. That is definitely a lot of money. So here we can get you on the first page of Google. Like I said, the mile radius, depending on where you're at, it looks like you're trying to go 25 miles. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so with just the local, it's only going to push you around 5 to 10 miles because you are in prime time of Massachusetts, Connecticut. It's very compact over there. It's only going to push you into about 5 to 10 mile radius. What would be beneficial to you is if you were to do, like, Google advertising as well. That way that could be pushed out farther. We can get you in that 25 mile radius if that's something that you would like, or if you would like to go farther than that, we can do that as well. The good thing about Google advertising on top of the local SEO, the Google advertising, we would be able to target different cities, different zip codes, somewhere where you would like to prefer to work. We can target that area, so you'd be populating as well in there also, okay? Because I know you don't do Facebook, so you shy away from the social aspect of it. So I'm just saying that for you, that if you want to reach that 25 mile radius, you would have to do something a little more than just the local SEO. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't know if Tara did tell you, we are looking to fill this position today. It is an exclusive listing. Once we actually start working with you on the first page of Google, we close out that category, so we no longer work with anybody who does what you do. So I definitely think you believe in being in front of your competitors on that first page of Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So everything here is just a two-month verbal agreement, all right? So we do a month-to-month pricing, like Tara did mention. Your pricing would be set at $499 a month, and that is including the local SEO, and it's including those Google advertisements to push you out into that 25-mile radius. Now, we can change that radius and go more if you would like. It goes all the way to 100 miles with that Google advertisement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
I can't do that right now. I can't pay that right now.
Gotcha.
I have to just work a little closer with Angie and get some stuff started, but in the meantime, you know, my day job is paying the bills, but
gotcha.
Much more than that. And so I can't take on another $500 bill a month.
Yeah. Would you like to cut off the Google advertising and just stay, like, really local, like in that 5 to 10 mile radius, so that way when people do search for your services, they could at least find you on the local? It is a lot cheaper.
How much is it?
For the local SEO, it's just $199 a month.
Yeah, for a 5 to 10 mile radius from those two zip codes, or just one zip code?
For 5 to 10 mile radius, you are populating on the first page of Google. We are actually going to be putting you out on 60 other directory listings as well in your area. So you're not just on Google. There'll be other avenues that they can find you on as well. I did see that, and you did say you do need a website. I can help you out there with a website, and that would just be included in this one. Excuse me, I choked. That would be included. That would be included in this $199 package. That way, we can get you up and running, and we do customize websites too. Did that sound like we can help you out there?
A little bit, but also, not giving you a credit card or anything right now because it was just a random phone number that called, so I don't even know if this is for real or not, or if this is just a scam.
No, I definitely understand. Is this a phone number that can receive text, or is this like your landline phone number?
No, this is my cell.
Okay, here, I'm going to do this. Can I send you a text message right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Let me do that. That way you can see like what you're getting here. So I applied the new in-business credit to you, as Tara did say, because you're only a couple weeks old with this new business. Okay, I just sent that text message to you. Did you get it?
Yeah, local flash.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, click on that link. And then it should say, like, take control of your online presence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You scroll down. You can see a little bit about us, our proven success. We've been in business for 18 years. We're on the West Coast of you, so we've actually been here for 18 years in California over in Fountain Valley. Okay. We work with people all across the United States and in Canada. But if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the Google Premier Partners symbol right here. You can actually click that, and it'll actually take you to another page. It'll say Local Splash has met all the requirements to be a Google Premier partner, learn more about the Google Partner Program and the requirement to become a partner or a Premier partner. So that's not, we can't scan that, we can't sell that, we can't buy that. We have to earn that with Google. And each and every month, we have to do good business with Google. That means that we have to get results for our clients, and we really can't scam people, or else we wouldn't be in the business for 18 years, right?
Charlie, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do anything with folks at this time. I know it's a good opportunity, but I can't bite off more than I can chew. It would just be irresponsible. I would just try with Angie a little bit before I take on another bill, I guess, for lack of a better word. So I'm just going to pass at this time.
Okay. Is there a better time, maybe, that I can follow up with you to see how you're doing and to see if we can even help you at that point in time, if there's a listing that pops up or somebody upgrades and there's one there?
Yeah. I mean, you know, a month or two would be probably a better time, but it's just too soon right now between, you know, just signing up with Angie. I just need a little more.
Yeah, we're just trying to take out that middle person out, like Angie's, and just list you on Google right away. So when somebody does search for your services, they would probably go to Angie's, and then from there, they would populate all the people that do what you do, right? And then Angie will send you a lead and say, hey, this person is looking for your services. Will they also vet that out to 5 other people that do what you do? So you're not getting an exclusive lead that is calling you directly, which that's what Google does, is you're able to search for your services and then they can call you directly. And you're taking out that middleman person. And it's a month-to-month basis instead of having to pay per lead. You can get as many jobs as you want, and you would always just pay that monthly bill, and that's it. Or that monthly investment, really.
It sounds like a great idea. I'm just not, you know, and like we just talked about, I don't have a website yet. I don't have insurance. So I'm probably not ready for this yet, but it is definitely something, you know, that I would be ready for down the road, but now is not the right time, but for sure. You know, you can call me back in a month or two and we'll see where we are.
Okay. Now, I do want to let you know that our website that we built here, we can get that built up and running within 7 to 14 days. So if that's something that might be holding you back, we can definitely help you with that. And like I said, I can include that in your monthly price so you're not paying additional fees for another website or a hosting fee or for your domain name. We can help you with that, and it would just be included in your monthly price. And we can get that for you done in 7 to 14 days.
Right. Yeah, that sounds good, too. But, and how long is that $199 price good for?
Well, you're in prime time Connecticut and Massachusetts, right there with Compaq. So it's an exclusive listing, so I can't promise you that it'll be here tomorrow. I can't promise you that it'll be here in an hour. I mean, to be honest.
I mean, if I did sign up with you today, how it would be $199 a month for how many months? I think I heard it was just an introductory rate, so I would expect it to go up.
So the $199 would actually stay $199 until you were to upgrade. So like, let's say you're like, okay, hey, like, I got my website with you guys. I see I'm on the first page of Google, on the local map section. SEO is going great. I would like to upgrade. That's the only time that you would pay more, is paying for those Google advertisements to really expand your mile radius. Other than that, you're grandfathered in at $199, and you're only paying $199 month to month. Now, if you cancel, then you wouldn't pay $199, but if you upgrade, you would pay more. But if you stay there, then you just pay $199. It does not go up. You'd be grandfathered in there. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
And how it would work, too, is as soon as you secure your listing, I would get a good time available for you. So it is morning here, and I know it's like 10:52 over there. It's going to be 11 o'clock. So we would be able to, I mean, our staff is booked up today in the later day, but tomorrow we could schedule an onboarding call with my tech team to figure out everything that we need. So that way when we submit everything to Google, it's a smooth transition. They'll submit something back to you. You'll get a PIN verification here. And then on top of that, we'll send that PIN verification back into Google. They'll register your business listing. And then, like I said, we start populating you on the first page of Google. Now, that does take a little bit of time, okay? So I want to be super transparent with you. It's not a flip of a switch. It does take time to get on that first page of Google. It takes around 30 to 45 days to get on that first page of Google. Industry standards is around 3 to 6 months. Okay, so we're able to do that less because we are premier partners with Google. We also set up a tracking system for you, so you're able to see everything we do month to month. You'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for. You'll be able to see how many clicks you're getting through Google. You'll also be able to see how many phone calls you're getting through Google as well. If you ever want to change up any key phrases or you want to change up the services so we can target specific niches, we can do that for you also. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really like what we can do for you just on that local SEO side. But to get you started, just to secure the listing for you and to get you on that first page of Google and then get your website running, we could absolutely do the website. Would be done in 7 to 14 days. Just depends on how fast you communicate with our team and our team communicates with you. I've seen it done within 7 days, and then I've also seen it done within 14 because the customer likes to say, like, hey, like, I'd like this instead of this. And they'll say, okay, let me change that for you. And then they'll send it back to you. Does this fit your standards? Does this fit your needs? Yes, it does. Cool. And then we send it out. You're going to love it. We absolutely cater to your needs so that way you can get the results you're looking for.
So today would be $199 to book it my spot.
Yes, ma'am.
To hold my on the first page.
It would be $199 today, and then month to month would be $199.
Mm-hmm. And then I can cancel anytime.
Yes. So you can cancel. It's month to month. So if you're not seeing results in 30 days, you can cancel. If you would like to keep your website, we can just host it for you as well. if that's something that you would like to do, because we would build it for you, or you could just purchase your domain name. Do you have a domain name by any chance?
Nope.
Okay. So we can get that set up for you as well. And then if you were to ever cancel, which, I mean, we have a 97% success rate with our retention rate with our customers. They love it here because we absolutely give you world-class customer support as well. So I don't see why you would cancel, but if you ever did, you'd be able to purchase your domain name from us if you wanted it.
Okay.
So,
would I be able to, so you guys are in California, so could you make note of me to not communicate with me until like after my time, 5 o'clock, so that I can separate out my two jobs?
So at 5 p.m., you would not like communication, is that correct?
No, after 5, I would like communication. So, like,
after
if
five.
Yeah, if they need to talk to me, it would have to be after 5 Eastern time.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's perfect. Saturday. We can do that for you.
Okay.
So we are closed Saturdays and Sundays, so we will be with you Monday through Friday. And then if you want us to communicate with you after 5 p.m., yeah, we can communicate with you. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., so we can communicate with you in that 3 to 4 p.m. window right there.
Okay.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
So for your business, I know you have two locations. Do you want to do it out of the location of your 06259, or would you like it to do it out of the location of the 01590?
Probably 01590.
Okay.
I think it's more popular out of that zip code.
Okay, so. And that's the 01590, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the address on that, what is the address? So what's going to happen is Google's going to send out that PIN verification to Google. So this PIN verification is going to come to this address, okay? Now we're going to hide this address on Google so nobody shows up to your work or anything like that if you want it hidden, okay?
It's going to be a paper copy mailed, is that what you're saying?
Yes, so it's going to come by snail mail. It's going to be like a card that's going to come to you. There's going to be a PIN verification on the back of that. And then from there, we're going to send that PIN verification back into Google saying that this is a legit address and a legit business. That makes sense?
Well, it makes sense, but... So what are you looking for from my address? Just somewhere to mail this verification code, or are you looking for company address verification?
So it's going to be both, okay? So it's going to be, they're going to mail the PIN verification there. When they mail the PIN verification there, that's where your PIN's going to locate, and that's where the radius starts. So if you want to be in the center, that's going to be the 01590. That's where that will target, is right there. So they're basically sending you a PIN verification. That PIN's going to be sent to you. Once we give them the PIN code back, it's basically like a little PIN on the map that's like, okay, this is Lisa's business. It's located right here, and then the radius starts from right there. Does that make sense?
Yes, and nobody sees that address unless I want them.
No, we will hide that for you, okay?
Nobody will see it at all. Like, because my 01590 address is my work address. So I work for another company.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't very well have that address be seen by my employer.
Yeah. No. So the only thing that will show up on Google, I hear you. The only thing that will show up on Google is the city and the zip code, and that's it. It won't show the address on your listing.
Okay.
So what is that address? Now, it is going to send a PIN verification there, though. So is that still okay for you to receive mail there?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm a sad guy all by myself. So.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying, though. I just want to make it super convenient to you, and I don't want you to get in trouble either with your current employer. So we will hide that.
I would do my other address, but it's like I'm in the middle of farm country over there, so I'm definitely cutting the population if I do that. So.
Yeah, definitely. Like you wouldn't see the results that you're looking for because you would be on the first page, but it's, like you said, it's an off-time area.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so what's your address?
It's 9 Main Street.
9 Main Street?
Suite 2F. 2F as in Frank.
Oh, 2F. Suite 2F. Okay. And I have 9 Main Street, Suite 2F.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's, what was the city name?
Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N.
Sutton, Massachusetts. Yep. And then the zip code 01590. Okay, I have that. That is perfect in there. Some reason it didn't give me the suite. Suite 2F. I'm gonna make sure it gives me the right suite. That way it's in there. Okay, cool. And then Lisa, what is your last name? Because I only have your first name.
Laflamme, L-A. S-L-A-M-M-E.
Okay, and that's L-A-S-L-A-M-M-E?
Correct.
Awesome. And then what's a good email address? So this email address, we're going to send you everything from today that we talked about that we will do for you. But you're also going to get an invoice, black and white writing of everything. And then you're also going to get terms and conditions with that as well. So what's a good email address to communicate with you?
Lisa LaFlan at Hotmail.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
I hate saying it, you know.
It's okay.
I never use it. I don't even know my password. I have to stay in my Hotmail because I've had it for obviously.
And if that's the one that you use most often and check it, then that's the one that is the best one. It's just funny because like everybody has like a Gmail now. I've heard some Yahoo, but when I hear Hotmail, I'm like, okay, haven't heard that one in a while, but all right. All right, here, let's see. Okay, I'm just making sure everything's correct here with our dealers. Okay. 1 second. Okay, this is good. Awesome. Okay, we're good there. Okay, yeah. Loading for me really quickly. Sometimes my computer does a little slow. Okay, Lisa. All right, now, would you be liking to secure your listing with a debit card, or would you like it with a credit card?
A credit card.
Credit card. And is that a Master, or is it a Visa, American Express, Discover?
A visa.
Okay, and I'm ready when you are for the card number.
4147-1814-3354-3539.
Okay, can I repeat that back to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 4147-1814-3354-3539.
Yep.
Okay. And then expiration date?
6/27.
6/27. Okay. And then the security code on the back?
972.
972. Awesome. Now, Lisa, we do like to protect our clients here and your account. So what's going to happen is I need to set up a security question for you, knowing that we know it's you. So you, let's say, for example, you call in, you're saying like, hey, I want to talk to Local Splash really quickly. I'm going to call in. Say, hey, I want to see something on my account. Okay, Lisa, well, what's your mother's maiden name? And you would tell us the answer to that, which is, would be the password, and that would unlock your account just so we know that it's you and you know that it's us if we're asking those questions. Okay. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. It's either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll do mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Boris, B-O-R-I-S.
C-O-R-I-S?
B as in Bob. B-O-R-I-S.
Z-O-R-I-S. Zoris. Wow. I've never heard that
one before. B with a B, Bob.
Oh, Bob. Boris. Okay.
You've heard that one.
I've heard Boris before, yes. But I have. When I said Zoris, I was like, that's a new one. I've never heard that one. Okay, I want to make sure I get it right because this is your password.
I'm still nervous that this is a scam.
Okay, well, ask me some questions then. I want you to feel that you're perfectly safe here. I'm going to take you through a voice verification as well, so I'm going to let you know everything that we're doing. I can actually send you an email as well. Let me do that. I'll send you an email here.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you everything that we talked about also, okay? So that way there's no hiccups. I want you to feel perfectly welcomed here, okay? So let me do that. Let me grab your email. I'm going to send you to Hotmail. Put it to my email. Let's see a little bit here. I'm just waiting for my manager to send me over this email because for some reason I don't have the email. I know it would send over automatically invoice, but to send it before, I just want to send it before so that way you can see everything as well. Does that sound fair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. I get, like I said, I talk to a lot of people that they've either had bad experiences with people or they've had bad experiences with companies. So my job is to make you feel welcome for Local Splash to do this for you, help you out with your marketing, help you out with your website as well. And there's a lot of companies out there that do scans, and I'm like, oh, you give us a bad taste in people's mouth. Why do you do that? So I do want to get that over.
It's terrible.
What was that?
It's definitely terrible.
Yeah, I don't understand why people think that that's okay. I talk to my girlfriend about that all the time. It's just like, you know how hard people work for people to just like do what they do? It's like that's not their, like, let's say somebody breaks into a car. I'm like, you might say like, oh, well, they have insurance. Okay, but you just like, you skyrocket their insurance. Now they still have to pay for it. It's like, that's not cool, man. So, how about I'm just waiting here. Let me actually see if somebody else can give it to me. Looks like he's in a meeting. Hold on, give me one sec. So you said you're in the office by yourself?
Well, I mean, I have three staffers with me, but, you know, I have the mailbox key.
Gotcha. You get the mail. So are you like the manager there? Is that what you do? You manage the other three staffers?
Yeah, we're a calibration lab, so I built the lab, and I hold all the licenses, and I do all the auditing and all of that. So yeah, they do so they're a lab staff, so they do the lab work, and I run the lab.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm waiting for this for my manager to send me this deal here. Actually, I'm getting some feedback here. Okay. Well, while I'm waiting for him to email me back here, well, it's a text, it's a chat that I have here. What I want to do is I just want to set up, before we go back to like the payments and everything like that, before I read you the voice verification, I do want to ask you tomorrow. So we're going to get on a call with my onboarding team tomorrow. Okay. They're going to call you. What is, let's see. Okay, so I have it. All right. What is a great time for you to talk with them? So they're going to need about an hour. It's going to take around 30 to 45 minutes. They're going to ask you in-depth questions about your business, about, you know, what do you want for the website, how do you want it to look, everything like that, okay? I would give yourself an hour there, because what's going to happen is you might have questions for them that they can answer. So I would really schedule that hour out. So that way, you know, you have all the time in the world to make sure your questions are answered. So
okay,
what time works best for you?
Can we do 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock your time?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be 1 p.m. my time. Yes, we can absolutely do that. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you an email. And it's going to have you on there. It's going to be a Google Calendar email, so you're going to have to accept that. Okay? And it's going to have my onboarding team here as well. It's going to have the time, and then it's going to have the time it's going to be. So it's going to be 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. What I would do, so we do get people that might go over their time a little bit. I would give them about 1 or 4 to 4:15 your time. They'll call you in that window, okay? Because sometimes they're onboarding somebody else the hour before. It might take a little long because they had some more questions that they had to answer for them. So they will be calling you at 4 to 4:15 in that little window, okay? And I'm going to send that to you right now, and then I actually have the email that I'm going to send you as well here. So, okay, and you should be receiving an email from me right about now. it's going over the airwaves and it's transferring across the country to you. Okay, I put that in there for you, so you have that. I want you to accept that right now. Let me grab this email for you also. So I'm going to send you another one, so that way you know exactly what you're getting. Even though you're gonna get an email already from me when we're done, but you can get it before as well. Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me... Did you get the Google Calendar email?
Yeah, I accepted it.
Okay, awesome. Okay. I'm just sending you this email right now for you. Okay, so I just sent this. I need a assistant. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so I have you right here. That's good. Have your hotmail. Send it over. Awesome. Okay, so I just sent you an email. Okay, it's gonna say local SEO Google on there. Now you have what would be sent to you already in the invoice. So you have all documentation there. You will get another one from us, so just so you're aware. Also, too, once we're done wrapping this up, we will sign like a terms and conditions as well. So we want to make sure that you're secured here. That's it. If you have any doubts, like I'll tell you right now. People don't go that in place to do that. They won't send you terms and conditions. They won't set you up with a security question or anything like that, okay? So I have everything here. I have Boris. I have your card information here. The only thing I do before I want to make a purchase, okay, I want to take you what's called, I want to walk you through what's called a voice verification briefing. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it's an added form of protection for you that will be sent in writing with your invoice, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to walk you through this. If there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Charlie, what's that mean? And I can rephrase it for you, okay? I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Awesome. So here we go. So welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurances to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Impact radon testing.
Beautiful. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Lisa LaFlamme, tester.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local/. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local/ and not other companies. So we already set that up with your mother's maiden name, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to calls and emails from Local/?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement.
Sure.
Awesome. Yeah. So your payment will be initial turn and account setup will be charged today, which is July 27th, in the non-refundable of $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th in the amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment, okay?
Okay.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number is 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next monthly service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, now I want to be first to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Flash family. We are going to take care of you and help you get on that first page of Google and help your website as well, okay? So you should have received a text message from us right now. You will receive the invoice and some emails as well, but did you receive a text message?
Yep.
Okay, click on that link. It's the terms and conditions. Click on that link. Let me know when you click on it.
Yep. Come on.
Okay. So it's the terms and conditions. You should see at the top, it should say local slash terms of experience. Scroll all the way down. There's a box right there that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. So click that box. I want you to sign your name at the bottom and hit submit. When you do that, you're going to come to a login. Let me know when you come to that login.
Wait, I'm not done. Where is the there it is. Okay, I'm at the login.
Okay, so that's great. That's going to be your dashboard. Now we're going to get that set up for you. You'll receive your credentials within 5 to 7 days after your onboarding call tomorrow, and they'll share with you how that's going to work for you. That's going to be the tracking mechanism that I told you about, where we're going to see how many clicks you're getting, how many calls you're getting, everything like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So tomorrow, we already have a second phone that we're going to be calling you at 4 p.m. your time, okay? Mm-hmm. And you have everything that's been emailed to you and documented. So, Lisa, I would say thank you so much. I appreciate you, and we're going to talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate it.
No problem, Lisa. You have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye. Are you okay over there?